Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are staying all in red today with a bearish attitude or tone as they move closer into the supply-demand report that will be out on Thursday at 11 o'clock Central Time. But CONAB will be out with their estimates at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, so that could kind of set a tone as well. And, of course, everybody's in the mode of thinking around 107, 109. The USDA is sitting at 104.5. We wouldn't be surprised if they come to 106.5. Maybe they go to 107. We don't think they go any higher than that. And as far as corn, the USDA is at 86.5. And there's going to be quite a few estimates around 90, 91, 93, maybe 93.3. That's one of the highest I've heard. So we would expect, too, that the USDA will raise that estimate of theirs for the corn crop in Brazil, but we wouldn't expect it to come much beyond 89. I'd be amazed if they jumped to 90. That would kind of be a huge jump in that part. And, of course, then the next thing will be the feed usage in various parts of the world and how it ultimately shakes out to the global ending stocks. And I think the trade will look at that. But Argentina is left alone. We think Argentina won't be changed at all in tomorrow's report. And the U.S. carryout in beans may be down 2 million bushels. That's a pittance. Not much change there. So the trade is taking on a bearish attitude as they go into this report until they see something that changes their mind. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.